Bill O'Reilly here, Thursday, July 1st, 2021. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening across our nation. Seizures of narcotics spike at the southern border. Bill Cosby's sex assault conviction overturned. Writer from the New York Times says Vice President Harris should be given easier tasks. Donald Rumsfeld, dead at 88. New study reveals which city has the worst traffic in the USA. Also ahead, is Ms. Harris being treated unfairly? But first, federal agents at the southern border seizing a record amount of deadly narcotics, including fentanyl, which can kill you easily. Authorities in El Paso have already confiscated 41 pounds of fentanyl so far this year, up from 9 pounds last year, a 355% increase. The reason, as I've reported, President Biden's open border policy means that there are fewer drug interdiction agents, and so the cartels are sending a massive amount of narcotics into this country. The Supreme Court of Pennsylvania overturning the sexual assault conviction of comedian Bill Cosby. The 83-year-old actor was sentenced to a maximum 10 years for drugging and molesting a woman at his home. The court tossed the case after finding an agreement with a previous prosecutor that violated Mr. Cosby's rights. In all, Bill Cosby served about 3 years. He's out now. New York Times columnist Ezra Klein defending Kamala Harris's botched handling of the southern border and other things, saying President Biden is giving his vice president, quote, impossible problems. Since taking office, Mr. Biden has tasked Ms. Harris with solving the immigration crisis as well as protecting voting rights. More on this in my message of the day. Former Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld passing away. He was 88. Pentagon chief, best known for his leading role in the invasions of Afghanistan and Iraq under President Bush the Younger. A report from USA Today ranks the worst cities for traffic. For the first time, Los Angeles taking second place. New York, now officially the worst city for motorists. I can attest to that. We waste here in New York 100 hours stuck in traffic. You might want to consider living in Wichita, Kansas. There, in the entire year, folks spend 30 minutes in traffic. Wow. In a moment, is Joe Biden treating Kamala Harris unfairly? Right back. Did you know every day is a perfect day for peace of mind? With American Home Shield Warranty, you are covered for unexpected breakdowns like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and replacements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Don't let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry, be warranty. For 20% off plans, visit ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts. For coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty, which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Vice President Kamala Harris under fire. As you'll remember, President Biden put her in charge of the southern border after he, Joe Biden, screwed things up. Ms. Harris didn't like that very much and became passive-aggressive, refusing to visit the southern border until she was ordered down there last week. She stayed about 4 hours and then split for her Los Angeles home. Now, writing in the New York Times, Fordham University professor Christina Greer said, quote, Ms. Harris at this point can't seem to win for trying. She is a historic yet inexperienced vice president who is taking on work that can easily backfire as so many people sit in judgment, with critics sniping and allies spinning about her lack of success. All the while, the clock is ticking. Most political observers think that if Mr. Biden decides not to run for re-election in 2024, Ms. Harris most definitely will. No one has been able to solve the complicated issue of immigration and undocumented immigrants coming to the USA. So Ms. Greer believes Joe Biden is setting a trap for Kamala Harris. Now, I have reported for more than a year that President Biden does not like his vice president. And that goes back to the debate in the Democratic primary when Kamala Harris pretty much accused Joe Biden of being a racist. You'll remember that little girl was me sitting on the bus during the desegregation era when Biden was against school desegregation. So now it may be payback time. There's also an article in Politico, a left-leaning website, that says Kamala Harris's staff doesn't like the way it's being treated. That's a leak. And there are very, very few leaks in the Biden administration, as you may have noticed. So right now we are dealing with a situation where there's unspoken tension, I think, between Biden and Harris. Ezra Klein is a columnist in the New York Times, an ardent liberal Democrat, and he says, quote, Kamala Harris will probably be the Democratic nominee in 24 or 28. Biden's team should be giving her portfolios that make it likelier she will win. Instead, they're giving her impossible problems that will likely become liabilities, unquote, from the very partisan Ezra Klein in the very partisan New York Times. I think what's going on here is that Mr. Biden, and he's passive aggressive as well, doesn't like Ms. Harris and is looking for ways to denigrate her so someone else in the party will take his place. Mr. Biden will be 81 in 2024. He says he wants to run again, and I believe he does want that. But at this point, his presidency is going downhill fast, and he may not have that option, which throws open a primary, a Democratic primary, next time around. And believe me, Joe Biden will not be voting for Kamala Harris. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. For more honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com. And please check out Killing the Mob, my new book, 8 weeks at number one. Thank you all. In a moment, something you might not know.
It's another morning, and you're all set for work. You grab your coffee, head out the door, and your car decides today's the day it won't start. Panic sets in. You're not just late, you're stranded. Get ahead of unexpected car repairs before they strike with CarShield, the most trusted vehicle protection company. For almost 20 years, CarShield has saved millions of drivers from repair nightmares with low monthly plans that cover up to 5,000 major parts and systems, like pricey transmission and engine repairs, and check engine light mysteries. Visit CarShield today at carshield.com/Carlson. Plans include unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside assistance, help with flats, lockouts, and rental car options. Save 20% and get a free quote by visiting CarShield online at carshield.com/Carlson. Don't wait for the next surprise. Choose peace of mind with CarShield. Go to carshield.com/Carlson and save 20% today.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. On this day in 1863, the largest military conflict ever in North America began on a rural field in southern Pennsylvania. The epic battle would last 3 days and become the most important fight in U.S. history, the Battle of Gettysburg. 2 months earlier, Robert E. Lee and his Confederate Army of Northern Virginia enjoyed a series of victories over the Union. Lee made plans for an invasion of the North, hoping to take pressure off war-weary Virginia and other southern states. His army of 80,000 rebels began moving on June 3rd. Union General George Meade took command of the Army of the Potomac as Lee moved into Pennsylvania. On the morning of July 1st, advanced units of both forces came into contact just outside of Gettysburg. The sound of battle attracted other units, and by noon, the conflict was fully intensifying. On July 3rd, Lee tried one last time to break the Union lines. He ordered Pickett, a general, to charge. That's Pickett's charge. It was a desperate maneuver that will go down as one of the worst military decisions of the entire Civil War, as thousands of rebels were cut down by Union gunfire. Both armies did hold their positions until the night of July 4th, when General Lee withdrew. Gettysburg was a turning point of the Civil War. Each side suffered 25,000 casualties in less than 72 hours. In November 1863, President Lincoln visited the site to consecrate a new national cemetery, delivering his famous Gettysburg Address. Lee would finally surrender to U.S. Grant less than 2 years later. In its totality, the Civil War was fought in 10,000 places from Vermont to Arizona, claiming the lives of 700,000 Americans. For more incredible stories about the brutal struggle to save the Union, please check out my book, Killing Lincoln. It has sold more than 3 million copies. Back after this.
Hey guys, it's Vivek Ramaswamy here, inviting you to listen to my podcast, Truth. We just relaunched it after the campaign, and we are already riding up the podcast charts. Here's why. I think that hard, in-depth conversations about the tough issues is the only way we're going to get this country back. Because make no mistake, we are currently in a war for the future of America, and you cannot win a war unless you're willing to speak the truth. If you want standard conservative talking points, this podcast is not for you. But if you want to go deeper and hear the conversations you're not going to find anywhere else, the conversations that will challenge you, that will challenge me, then subscribe to Truth with Vivek Ramaswamy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I promise you, you're going to cover terrain that you're not going to hear elsewhere.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.